Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. We are here, ready for a big old show. Coming up, we've got Agony Bants and the 9 out of 10 Club. This is one of these, for the audio listeners, Joe Smith has string in his hand.
Not string, is it?
What are you doing?
Flossing, boy.
Why are you flossing on pod? Big rude.
2024.
Is the year of the floss.
Year of the floss, mate. Do you floss?
No. I've not been to the dentist since I was 16. That's coming. I want to get to 20 years, no dentist.
That's not a good thing.
Why?
Because that's how, like, 50% of people died in medieval times.
What, for the teeth falling out?
Like, rotten, not 50%. It was a massive
killer.
You're lying.
This is a lying fact. 50%, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Oh, yes.
I brush my teeth great, though, but back in the medieval times, they didn't have, like, Colgate.
Well,
so you're wrong.
No, that's the whole point, is that they didn't have that.
Yeah, but I do. I love it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I love it. So what's this flossing thing all about, and why are you Googling the fact that you've made up?
Oh, I mean, I can't get the numbers up right now, but I tell you what. Rotten teeth and stuff was a big killer. Big
killer. Well, the thing is with me,
before fluoride.
I don't want to go into a dentist and tell them, so if any of the sloppers are a dentist,
yeah,
I'll come to you.
Well, I went to the dentist last week, and it's been bad news, I'll be honest with you. I'm having to have my first ever fill-in. Never had one.
You've never been filled in before?
In my 30 years, I've never been filled in.
Really?
I've begged them at times.
When did you go to the dentist?
I went to the dentist last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Bit of a weird time, isn't it?
Well, because I grind my teeth, you see. So right. I wear a gum guard in my sleep, and it was aching a little bit at the back, and I thought, I'll go in and have a look. So they did a little x-ray on the face, and they found a tiny crack on the side of the tooth.
Oof.
And they said, they think it's a combination of things. One of them is just pressure from grinding, which isn't good. And the other one is
Cardi B.
Between the teeth, you can get a little plaque build up, a tiny bit of plaque. But plaque's very acidic, apparently.
Yeah.
So it can cause holes in the teeth, and it may have weakened it so that when I've been grinding, it's cracked. They said, you've got to start flossing. I said, I do floss a bit, once or twice a week.
So this is what you're doing now?
So I floss.
Talk me through your routine.
Okay.
Do you floss, Ethan?
Well, no, I've done the dance before, it must be said.
Oh, fuck off.
Love that. Fortnite style. So, floss-wise, we're looking at the Oral-B satin tape.
Oral what?
Oral beef, which is what I'm trying to get out between my teeth. A little bit of oral beef that gets caught in there. The Oral-B satin tape. Now, that's to get where two teeth meet like that. Caught, sure. You're going up between the two, getting rid of that plaque. Then we've got the incidental brushes.
You don't need more than one.
You do, because these go between the teeth at the top near the gum line.
Yeah.
This goes between the teeth all the way up and into the gum line. To tell you what, though, can I say something?
What?
First few times you floss, it looks like you've been boxing 9 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Why?
Blood everywhere. Because the gum is weak.
You're not supposed to be... Are you supposed to be flossing your actual gum?
Yeah.
Cheek?
Yeah.
Is it called a cheek?
Gum meat. Yeah, you got to get into the gum meat because apparently the top portion of the gum is almost loose and it's just sort of holding it. So you need to get into that area to get out.
So
honestly, and this is really embarrassing, right? Because I thought I flossed well, but my dentist literally showed me how to do it. You have to go down into the gum and across and then up and then down the other side because the gum goes like that. So you have to go down into the crack. The smell?
What do you mean the smell? Why, have me and Ethan got stuff stuck in our teeth?
You will have
now?
Loads of stuff stuck up in your gums and your
Ethan,
teeth.
Ethan, have you got stuff in your gums?
You don't know it, but it's there.
Well, the thing is, my teeth, they are a bit, I don't know, sometimes they are maybe a little bit more crowded, would you say? They used to be 13 millimetres out of my skull. And then...
what's that mean?
The front two teeth were 13 millimetres. Out of my mouth.
What do you mean, out of your mouth? What, were they hovering in midair?
No, they were attached to the gum.
As in, like that, or, like facing forward? So they've angled them back down?
So, yes. Yeah,
like
so,
like a garage door coming down after the car's gone in?
I was one of the... I mean, I'm not the world's best looking bloke, but...
Don't do that to yourself.
No, you are actually. You were voted in, don't you remember?
Oh, yes.
World's best looking bloke.
Definitely on this podcast. I'm sure everyone voted in for that.
Yeah, he did.
But when I was younger, I used to have my teeth out here. I used to have like acne all around here, up here. I used to have my hair down to cover my spots.
Did you look like a cartoon nerd?
I was just horrendous.
I would say now, genuinely, you're a pretty decent looking bloke. Like you're.
Thanks.
What age did you get your first kiss?
Oh, oof. I'd say 13.
Right, okay.
What age did you get your first kiss that wasn't a family member?
Oh, yeah.
No, 13, I'd say.
He'd been snogging his mum and dad for years. I didn't snog. My first snog, I was 17.
Really?
I think we spoke about this before. First snog, first everything. I did it all. I went from peck on the lip.
Go on then.
To peck on the lip. All within my 17th year.
Really?
Yeah,
big
what,
year.
18th
for you.
Year. Huge year.
Huge
I turned
year.
17, I thought, I've got to get this done.
Yeah,
now.
I think I had a peck. I did have a peck on the lip maybe 15, 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, full on 17 was wow.
Is that when you did it all as well?
Yeah.
Did you?
My big brother best bit.
That was your big year. Oof. But anyway, so the smell that you get from... Because basically you've got meat or whatever, because meat tends to get stuck because it's like fibrous.
Yeah.
Up in your gums that could have been there for a day, two, five, six, 2 weeks. Because if you're not getting it out, why would it
go
anywhere?
Does it still taste nice?
No, and that's what I'm saying. Because if you think, deep down, you know what decaying meat smells like. Because it comes out of your arse every day. You get it sometimes. That's if you not, go into a deep crevice you've not been in for a while, Joe.
Stinks of shit.
Poo.
I often think, have you ever chopped your toenails? Cut your toenails. They stink of shit, don't
sometimes
they?
Sometimes that's the same. It's the same
thing. Do you ever cut your toenails, Ethan? They stink of shit.
I rip them off with my fingers.
With his teeth.
Oof.
So it tastes like shit to him. Yeah, but that's because you go walking around barefoot in the park kicking dog shits, don't you?
No, I don't do that.
Not anymore.
Not
but
anymore.
You were
trying.
So anyway, but my gums now, honestly, I floss. What does it smell like? Lunch. Delicious. Because there's no old stuff in there. It's all, I'm on the latest release.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not catching up on the back catalogue like I used to be. I'm there, midnight, waiting for the latest one to come out. So I ate, what did I eat for lunch? Let me tell you. Smell it?
This is horrible.
You had a lamb chop?
I had a lamb chop for a late breakfast, boy.
Fuck off.
I had a lamb chop for a late
breakfast,
boy.
That is one of the
boy.
Maddest things you've ever said in this pod. Who's eating lamb chops pre-5 o'clock?
Do you want to know
who's eating lamb chops on a recording this on a midweek?
Do you want to know what I ate at 11:30 this morning?
Yes.
Lamb chop and a chicken curry, boy. Any rice or naan?
Needed. Was it leftover curry from last night?
Not last night. New Year's Eve. It's pushing its luck.
I'm just doing quick maths in my head. You're on the cusp, aren't you?
I tell you what, the chicken was fresh. The sauce by itself wasn't.
No, and the lamb. Oof. How are you reheating that bad boy?
Oven, 15 minutes, 180 degrees Celsius. Was it on the side of tough? Just a bit. But it was definitely cooked. So anyway, but honestly, you need to get on this flossing thing. It's one of my New Year's resolutions.
Right, lovely.
Floss.
Listen, I'm just trying to be... Do you know what I'm trying to do?
What?
I'm trying to wash... whole body.
Wash your whole.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've been looking back at, and the episode is out now of our top 10 best bits, and we once had a debate about washing your back. Do you remember that? And you said, how do I do it? And I said, thoroughly. Great joke.
Really good.
I'm really trying to get into me. So I'm flossing the body.
Right.
Like your little bits in between your toes, really get in there. Woof, nice. It feels nice as well. The gooch, the inside crevices bits.
You weren't watching it. You weren't washing the gooch before?
No, but... Properly, like...
No. The toe I get, because you're getting the sort of residual flow down from a shampoo, from a body wash. It's all going past the toe. You stood in probably 1/4 inch of water at all times in the shower.
Yeah, of course.
Suddy, fine. You weren't washing your gooch.
Well, I was washing me balls and my bumhole, so I guess that would have the same effect.
Sort of the human guttering. Was sort of doing the rest of the work for you. But you weren't giving it its own sort of scrub-a-dub-dub?
Not as thoroughly as I wanted
to. For me, I would say, in terms of smell, obviously, let's just lock into the groin for now. From cock to coccyx.
Are you ready, Ethan? Are you locked in?
Are you locked in?
Yep.
I bet your gooch stinks.
Well, that's the thing. If we're doing sort of smell zones, number one, out on an island by itself, the arsehole, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It can be stinky,
that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Number two is the gooch.
Really?
Yeah, the balls don't really smell.
The bell end would smell.
Oh, right.
Okay.
No, I think gooch and bell end are level.
Oh.
And the balls are last. The balls don't really smell.
Buzz of sound.
Yeah, but so the idea that you weren't washing. No, what's the sort of runner up?
I trusted the arsehole and the balls to try
to do their best.
Come together.
Yeah.
Pits, they're getting. I mean, I used to do the pits, but they're getting thoroughly done now. Right. A good minute on each pit.
But what were they getting before? Just a sort of
bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, come on, have it.
What are you doing for the back? Because I've heard there was a rumor at one point, and obviously you dispelled this rumor. That, do you know how sort of sumo wrestlers have to get their like assistant to like wipe their arse and stuff? There was a rumor.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Sumo wrestlers.
Because they're so. Why
have you never brought this up before?
In sumo section?
We've done a lot of podcasting. I would have thought sumo wrestlers needing someone to wipe their arse.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? So there's the main sumo, and then this sort of sumo junior, who is like the sort of prodigy, the youngster who's learning the ropes. But the sumos are so big, their surface area is so vast that they have to get the young'un to sort of wipe out the sort of crevice. But there was a rumour, like I said, that you have since dispelled, that you couldn't clean your own back because your arms don't match the surface area. Go on.
He's right. You did.
No, the middle. Try and get the middle.
A little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
The rumours have
been dispelled. So now you're washing the back properly
I did it thoroughly. All in. That's new year, new me.
Just washing.
Can we talk about the darts?
Yeah.
We don't know if I've won yet, but big favour that Luke Littler is going to be darts champion. I'm more interested about the game of darts.
Right.
Someone put a tweet out, and I'd like to know your thoughts on this individually, that said, if you were a complete novice to the game, but if you did...
You're a novice.
You're a fucking novice. If you did like an 8-hour day, 5 days a week practicing darts, you could be in the World Championships in 5 years. Do you agree, disagree? What are you thinking? Hmm. Ethan James?
Well, the thing is, with Littler's advantage, I imagine, well, we all know, like, when you're a younger person or whatever, it's easier to learn, it's easier to take on information and to retain it. So he's got that advantage of the younger years.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll take a bit longer. And of course, when it takes a bit longer, you then get into the period where your brain starts to deteriorate. So it depends on the age.
Because you see these lads that are still getting good money, the World Championships, they're like 50, 55, I'm thinking, 28. Oh, if I really give it, I look like one of them.
Because that's the thing.
I'm halfway there.
When you look at like the NFL draft, where they do, there's a few things they do, but one of them, they do... So how many times you can bench press 100 kilos.
Really?
Yeah. They do the vertical jump. They do the 40-yard dash, right? And some of these numbers just translate perfectly to the NFL. Just your sprint speed, how strong you are, how sort of athletic you are.
There we go.
There is a body type for the NFL.
There we go.
At the NBA, I think there's a stat that if you're above 7 feet tall and you live in America...
Congratulations.
...and you're a male... There's like a 17% chance or 11% chance you'll be in the NBA. And when you think like how hard it is to get in the NBA, just your physical height can make you a 1 in 10 chance.
Wow.
Which is insane. So there's a height and there's a body type for the NBA. When you look at the darts body type, you are smashing it. You were born to play darts. Because no one at darts looks like me. Darts. There's no one who's 6'4" and a bit sort of spindly. No one looks like Ethan, 5'4".
Yeah, fucking can't reach the board.
Exactly. You are athletically perfect.
Should I take it up?
I don't know. You got a bit. You work freelance. You got a bit of time on your hands. Yeah. Why not get a dartboard in the back room? Do you know that little back room? Put it on the toilet wall and lean to.
Oof, it's quite close. That
is it? Is it not far enough?
Maybe do
living room or kitchen.
Kitchen.
Put a can't dartboard on the wall. Room. You could do 3 hours a day.
Give it
6 months at that and see what your 3-dart average is. Because you love booze, don't you?
Yeah.
You love doing this when people are chanting.
I'm good at that. I'm really good at getting the crowd.
You'd be so good at getting... Your walkouts would be incredible.
What would your walkout song be, Ethan?
Oh, I'd probably say Coming Home Newcastle.
What is Coming Home Newcastle? Because it sounds shite.
It sounds absolutely shite.
Oh, yes. Well, it just gets me in the mood on a Newcastle match day. The feeling of home, the feeling of belonging. And if I take that with me to the Ali Pali, I'm sure I'll feel just
can
at
you
home.
Sing a little?
Yeah, sing a little.
Please.
Yeah, recreate it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It's Ethan James.
It's just I'm coming home, Newcastle. I never should have been the way. I'll sing the sound of that. Oh, I've messed it up.
Where did he go?
I'll be honest.
Where did he go?
That sounds absolutely shit.
It does.
It's not getting an audience going, is it?
It's not getting an audience. And, you know, it's isolating everyone who might not be from Newcastle, Ethan. You need something a bit more punchy, a bit more like, let's get the crowd rocking.
I've got a few.
Go on.
I'm either going... This is just, I think, some of the greatest music pieces ever written. You know I love a fifth of Beethoven, right? But I don't think it's quite right. You know that
one. You can't play the fucking...
Yeah, it's good. But I don't think it's quite got it. The one that I heard it in the gym again today, and it's so cheesy,
so shit. You still going to the gym?
I went to the gym today. First day back of the year. Let's Get Loud by Jennifer Lopez. Absolutely goes off
that
every
is.
Time it's on.
It's such a good song.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like
that. Fucking goes off, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know what? I'd go big bass. You know, I'd either go rock and roll.
Yeah.
Like AC/DC. You know. Oh,
AC/DC could be good.
Yeah.
I think that works.
Fucking like in people's faces.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot this.
Rolling Stones, stop me up.
That's good. Stop me up. And I'll come out like. I'd have like a little button on my bum that says start me up, and then someone would come and like smack it.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
And then I.
You can be his little smack child.
And I'd turn on. Yeah. Right, so what's your second choice after Come Home, Newcastle?
I'm not too sure, but can I just sidetrack slightly a little bit more and dart? How good is the commentary? Because the commentary and darts, because there's not an awful lot to talk about in it.
No.
But the enthusiasm from each throw, I mean, the semi-final with Little I was watching the other day, the co-commentator said, it's just like watching Usain Bolt. He's just like Usain Bolt.
People love that.
Did he fuck?
People
what, in
dance.
The sense that he had 20 chicken nuggets before he did his job? That was Usain Bolt, wasn't it, at Beijing? Oh, he went and had 20 chicken nuggets for his breakfast.
But the thing is, he's saying it with a seriousness. He believes, he loves darts that much.
Yeah.
He believes it's such a fantastic sport. It's on par with Usain Bolt.
It is, I love mad,
that. Everyone's seen as well that clip where the two of them are going for a 9-dot finish at the same time.
And it annoys me, that clip. Why do you think it annoys me?
Well, so for anyone who doesn't know, who hasn't seen it, I know a lot of you will have. Basically, it's Michael Van Gerwen, isn't it? And who's the other guy?
Michael Smith, I think.
A 9-dot finish is basically the best thing you can do in a dart.
Yeah, 501 down.
So you get 180, and then you finish with 9 darts. You go from 501 down to 0 in 9 darts. It's very, very rare. It doesn't happen very often at all. I think it's more rare than a 147 in snooker, apparently. That can't
be
right, though.
I think
in terms of televised number of them. Anyway, it's hard. There's this one leg of darts where both of them are on for it.
Yeah.
So the 180.
And then the last guy,
so the second to last throw, he gets it wrong. And he can't get it anymore. So now it's on to the other guy.
Michael Smith,
yeah. And he gets the 9-dot finish. But the commentary on that, afterward, they're going crazy, aren't they?
They're speechless.
Yeah. You can't believe what he's seeing. I cannot speak.
Yeah, but that's the thing I don't like, because he's speaking whilst he's saying it. It annoys me. He's not about anymore. Has he got the sack or something, that commentator?
No, has he?
He's not. He's some American dude now.
No, I think he still does it.
Does he?
I think so.
Are you watching on some dodgy Eurosport stream?
No, I'm not. How's your week been anyway? How was yesterday's trip to the theatre?
Went to the theatre, boy.
Do you like the theatre?
Yes.
And
I don't mind. Yeah, I don't go a lot. Me and Lizzie like to go. We went to see Life of Pi, but it's the second time I've seen it, you see. And that's how you know you're a real theatre goer, when you've seen
Life of Pi
something
twice.
More than once at the theatre.
Do you know the ending and all that? Why are you going to see that?
But in a way, it's good, because have you seen Life of Pi?
Yeah.
The film?
Yeah.
Why don't I believe you?
Well, I've seen the film. I've not seen.
Have you actually seen the film?
Yeah, they're on a boat, there's animals.
Yeah, but that's.
It's all a metaphor, isn't it?
Right, there you go. Nice, you have seen it. So at the end, there's a big revelation slash It's either ever, depending on how you want to look at it, it's either here's what really happened or here's an alternative that fits more into reality. But the whole point is that actually sometimes things aren't like what you expect. Anyway,
yeah.
But this time watching it, now I know the revelation that's going to come. I go, oh, that little clue. Oh, that's good. I actually enjoyed it more the second time.
Did you?
Yeah. Because it wasn't like spoiled for me. It was just building more context around what I knew was going to come.
That's nice.
So I went with Lizzie's mum and dad, and Lizzie, obviously.
Oh.
And Lizzie's...
Just you and your mum?
No, it wasn't the three, it was the four of us. So, but Lizzie's mum and dad, Lizzie's mum in particular got quite affected by some of the scenes.
Some of it's graphic.
There's a lot of death, a lot of things getting murdered by animals and humans. And I think Liz's mum prefers a more kind of fun.
The calendar girls.
Yeah, your calendar girl. But she likes all sorts of stuff, but I think she prefers a sort of happy ending.
Ooh.
And a bit less death.
Imagine going to the theatre and get wanged off Ethan. That'd be well. I need tickets to this room.
That's the only reason you didn't Saigon, isn't it?
Man. Oh,
but yeah, so it's quite intense.
Yeah.
But it's what a production. Every single one of them deserved the standard ovation.
Standard ovation.
Well, you're on your way out.
Tart fast, isn't it? Yeah.
Because you want to get first to the ticket machine at the Lowry, because my God, what a shambles they've made of that ticket machine. People were queuing up the escalators for that ticket machine.
Up the escalators?
People having to walk backwards to stay on the spot, just to work queue for the ticket machine.
Yeah, isn't that part of Manchester, if you don't know it's Salford really, the Lowry Outlet Mall, isn't it such a weird place?
Yeah.
Because it's near Old Trafford, isn't it? And it's getting a little bit of a revamp, isn't it?
It is, but it feels like it was built like 70 years ago. But it's only like 20 years old.
Yeah.
It's just full of shops, you know? Because in small towns, they have a lot of these shops. Like Worksop has a lot of them. Where they'll be called stuff like Massimo Fashion.
Yes.
Or like you know, Auntie Dorothy's or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, these shops that aren't brands, they're not chains. They're just some bloke or some woman selling a few sort of knockoff leather jackets. Yeah. But in cities, you don't see them as much because they've been too sort of... Everything's too expensive and high-end. Mm-hmm. That only, like, JD Sports can afford the rent.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, the Salford Lowry Outlet Mall...
crazy.
...is full of these, like, Massimo fashions, like Tessuti and all of these things.
You don't
like,
get any
what is this?
Shop. They've got a lot of outlets there, don't you?
Yeah.
There's a Cadbury's outlet. Mm. And did you ever go for the misshapes, the bag of misshapes?
No.
And my mum was fuming. She went to buy some bags of misshapes.
What are misshapes?
So they were just the ones that are cut up for your quality streets and stuff like that. Not quality streets, it would be roses, wouldn't it? Because it's Cadbury's. That aren't to their standard. And they put them in a big bag and they sell them.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, sometimes it's part luck. You do not know what's going inside there. And we tried some shit roses, didn't we?
Yeah.
When we did the countdown. You can imagine my mum was fuming. She just got a bag of the shit ones. But you can't complain.
It was just one bag full of the strawberry cream inside.
Yeah.
It was awful. All just a big white wobbly jelly bag, wasn't it?
That's like McGraw in some ways, isn't it?
Sure.
Sorry.
We did our big shop last night. Healthy big shop.
Oh, talk me through this.
So, you know, we went to Aldi.
This whole theme has been quite healthy. I said I've been to the gym. I've been flossing. The 9 out of 10 club later, you've picked
healthy.
It, it's a healthy one.
And we'll catch up with Ethan in a bit. I hope you're eating healthy as well at the minute, Ethan.
Well, there's not that many days into January, so we'll see.
Aldi Big Shop. You're excited. It's new year, it's new you.
Mm.
You and my partner, Becky. Me
and Becky. I wasn't there.
Me and Becky.
Right.
We put a quid in the trolley, we're away. We knew...
I don't know why that's so funny, but
I don't know why it's so funny.
That's great, that.
But yeah, but you know it's going to be a big one when you get the trolley.
Yeah, because usually it's basket, isn't it?
Usually it's basket, but wow, if you get that trolley, you know, wow, I'm in for a ride here. First aisle. Yeah. Well, first thing you're greeted with, actually, in Aldi, is these... A selection of fruit and veg that is on what's called the Super Six. Have you heard of the Super Six?
Is that the thing that Paul Merson does?
No, it's nothing to do with the Sky Super Six.
Oh.
Super Six is six different fruit and vegetables that they're just cheap as chips.
Fruit and what?
Vegetables.
But the cheapest chips.
They're not cheap as chips.
Have to bring chips into everything?
Sorry. They're as cheap as fruit and veg.
Cheap as chocolate.
So, excuse me, did I buy spring onions for 29p?
Wow.
Yes, I did. Bit of baba voom to my meals. You know what I mean?
Spring onions are fantastic.
We smashed down the fruit and veg aisles. I'm throwing in me peppers, me spinach.
Oh.
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Nah.
What's wrong with that?
Don't love them. Just don't love them.
Do you not like a bit of sweet potato mash, a bit of mustard?
I think sweet potato mash is garbage.
Did they not get in the 1 out of 10 club?
No,
am I wrong?
Sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the 1 out of 10 club, let's be honest, is a disgrace, considering Diet Coke got in there last week.
Yeah.
We all just accepted it.
And you put it in.
And then I'm going to the Meaty Boys. So, me and Becky last year, we cooked a lot
Who's Becky last year?
Is that Becky? She's a completely different person. We cooked a lot of dishes together, and she is, as you know now, like a proper vegetarian.
Mm.
But that aisle just screams McGrath. Mm. I'm throwing in me meatballs. I'm throwing in
meatballs.
I'm throwing in some chicken. Yeah. More chicken.
Okay.
Chicken. I'm throwing in bacon medallions because they're some of my favourites. Don't laugh at medallions. Don't laugh at me medallions. Right, well, that's the meat I'm done with. We skip over the crisp aisle.
I can
hear my insides crying. No. That's another thing. But then we do pick up a packet of wasabi peas.
Yeah, well,
are they good?
Okay.
Are they right? Yeah.
I think they're fine. Yeah. They're good for you.
Yeah, they're good for you.
Well, fine for you.
Let me throw some other bits in there. It's eggs.
Good. Yeah.
We do like a sweet treat. So here's what we've decided to do.
Okay.
Is we bought a packet of, now don't shout eclairs as in like the big creamy things. Do you know the Cadbury's eclairs?
Yeah.
So just one a night, we'll suck on that.
just to give us that
sweet treat hit that we need, baby.
Tell you what's good for the sweet treat, the chocolate covered rice cake.
We got some of them.
Oh.
We had three today.
Okay, so not just the eclairs then.
If I
list a few other things, will you reveal if you actually got them or not?
No, because I've only
mentioned one other thing covered in chocolate and you got that as well, but you weren't going to mention it. Chocolate covered pretzels.
No, not doing anything like that.
That was it.
It was tempting when I saw big Lindt or Aldi's own version of Lindt Santas for 99p.
Wow.
Giving them away practically. Anyway, we did get a bit stung by some of the Christmas offerings. Last night we just had some.
So this is dinner.
This is dinner last night. Becky was like, "Should we just get some of these?" Yeah, because they were on offer. So we just got some. And then
wait, what was it?
What?
You haven't said what it was.
Like some party bits.
What do you mean party
some,
bits?
Some party bits. Just
so you're on a diet?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Spicy prawns.
In what batter?
Air fried spicy prawns.
Okay, with what?
Broccoli. We generally have it with broccoli. Oh, I've got a great recipe for broccoli. Cook it, boil it for about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just loads of fucking salt and pepper and butter. You won't fucking taste the difference. It's unbelievable.
Taste the difference compared to what?
How much
more unhealthy can you do broccoli than that, by the way?
You could probably put some fucking lard in there.
or what? Lard, which is just essentially animal butter.
Listen, I'm trying.
Yeah, you are trying. That's fair. So that's
we got a bit carried
nice.
Away with the broccoli, I'll give you that. And the right. prawns weren't needed. But bring it on. I'm ready for the new year.
So you're doing, you started pretty well. There are lots of veg, bit of sweet treats in there.
I had three fried eggs today, but not fried like as in like fried in oil, just on my non-stick pan.
And your nonce what?
My non-stick pan.
Your nonce dick
I don't
what?
Have a dick with a... That's a nonce, actually.
All right.
It's a non-stick pan.
So last night you had...
Broccoli.
Battered prawns and broccoli and butter. And today you've had three fried eggs.
Yeah, but on my non-stick pan.
You used a bit of oil.
I didn't use a bit of oil.
You have to use a little
we
bit.
We don't have any oil. They didn't have any olive oil.
Okay.
She did buy some chili infused oil, but you can't cook your eggs
in that.
Not in a nonce stick pan.
Yeah.
New merch coming soon when we release our nonce pan range.
Nonce range. You've done pretty well there. In all honesty, that's pretty good. It's a good start, that. So
what
healthy
do you think,
starts now, does it? Have you weighed yourself? You'd have to tell me what
I'm
it is.
I'm not weighing myself.
Well, will you? Because we said we were going to do a weight loss thing. You just tell us how much you've lost. You can show us. We won't tell the viewers how much you weigh.
Can't be hard.
But we know roughly what region it's going to be in, don't we? You're not going to be 25 stone. You're not going to be 11 stone.
I'll give it a go.
Weigh yourself tonight and text us in the group chat.
I weigh myself after a big meal.
Yeah, do what you want.
Like tonight we've got salmon and spinach.
Butter. Do you know what's good with spinach? Loads of butter.
Yeah, well, you listen to Carnivore Camp. Do you know that guy we had who just eats? He just fucking, that geezer just has burger and burger juice with butter. Do you know what he had? His Christmas dinner. Did you see his Christmas dinner?
No, didn't.
Carnivore Cam, we will get him on the show. He lives a carnivore lifestyle, right? Where he just eats meat, essentially. He had a good Christmas dinner, right? Turkey, pigs in blankets, like beef and all that. He was loving life, right? No gravy, because obviously that's not carnivore.
Of course it is. Isn't gravy just meat, juice and water?
Not really, not the gravy, if you properly make it. Did you not hear my gravy recipe?
Yeah, it's got a bit of stove top and glass in yours.
He just had, so imagine a roast dinner, just meat, and on the side, as a sauce, a lubricant was half a block of butter.
Nah.
And he's just eating a bit of turkey. So I'm taking my advice from him. Ethan, what are you eating at the minute, you slag?
Oh, well, first day of January, what did I have? Well, I had me lots of sausages and bacon. And then I thought, oh, this is not the right way to start the year. So I got my stepdad to rustle me up some frozen goods. Put them all in like a big paper bag. And I took them down to Manchester, where I just couldn't quite be arsed to defrost one. So I had to order a gyros on that night. But then the next day I thought, no, I'm gonna be better. So I had a dal, a chicken dal.
Did you make yourself a chicken dal?
Oh, no. I got it from Morrison's at lunchtime.
So where's your stepdad's stuff coming in?
Well, this is the thing, you see. On the evening, I unleash the bag. And you should put them into little, like, boxes.
Jim McGraw
on a
Saturday night.
You should put them in little...
Can't like, say that.
You should
it's
put
not really
them...
a joke, you don't really. It's more pills you're doing, isn't it?
I don't do pills. Pills or bags.
You do pills and air, I mean. Well, what did you think I meant? I mean, like Camden pills.
Go on, Ethan.
You'd usually put them into like little boxes for me, labelled with what the items are. And this time they're all wrapped up in like a bread bag. So I unwrapped them and I just couldn't quite identify the frozen solid cubes in front of me. So yesterday I defrosted one of them and I still couldn't quite work it out after defrosting what it was. But it turns out it was a lovely lamb tagine.
Fucking hell, that's good, isn't it? That's really good.
Lamb tagine's
great. Did you eat it? Is it nice?
Oh, yes, I ate it, although maybe I didn't defrost it wholly properly, as some of the vegetables were maybe a bit crunchy in my stomach. Was a wee bit funny afterwards, but I
lamb tagine ice pop.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. You've got to make sure it's fully defrosted. How did you defrost it?
Microwave.
Okay. But it's quite wet anyway, isn't it? So you could have just microwaved it for longer.
Oh, yes. It was quite wet anyway.
you didn't say anything then. You didn't say anything then. Oh, Wedderwood.
Wedderwood.
But it was lovely, thank you. And then that means that's I've commenced now. That's the healthy food. And now we're going to continue it with a 9 out of 10 club, I imagine.
Oh, but I've got an agony bants.
Let's get into that then.
Agony bants. Agony bants. Agony bants, agony bants, agony bants. This one's titled Lube Misery.
Oh, God. Is this that guy eating a Christmas dinner with a block of butter?
No. Hi, Joes and Ethan. Thank you very much for the good show. Lots of love. Can I remain anonymous? Of course you can.
Ethan, come up with a name. Is it a man or a woman? Do we
it's
know?
A man. It's a boy. It's a teenager.
Is it a boy?
He's 18.
You're talking about... Okay, so he's an adult at least.
Oh, so an old man.
18-year-old boy.
18-year-old boy. Oh, how about we call him Luke?
Luke. Luke's been in touch today. He says, hi, guys. I have a bit of a predicament on my hands. On New Year's Eve, my parents allowed me to have a couple of friends round whilst they just went away for the week. Away for the night in a lovely hotel in the Peak District. Ooh. It's always in the Peak District, these things.
Isn't it?
So we made the most of it, and I invited about 10 of my mates over to spend New Year's Eve together. The actual night went off quite smoothly. What the one thing they did do is they pranked my household. Two of the lads decided it would be dead funny to switch out our Carex shampoo in the kitchen with...
What?
The Carex, like...
Shampoo in the kitchen?
He's put shampoo. What's Carex?
Hand soap.
Hand soap. Garrick, shampoo. Is that shampoo? No, it's not shampoo, is it?
Shampoo's for you.
The hand soap. With a lovely bottle of raspberry lube they bought before the night. So my parents have been constantly washing their hands in the kitchen with lube instead of Carex. Regardless to this, my mum and dad think that the new shampoo is wonderful and have asked me to purchase a couple more bottles. How do I tell my mum and dad that this new shampoo... why does he keep calling it shampoo? This new hand soap is actually strawberry lube.
I would say there's no issue because they
Yeah, but unless you're gonna.
But the issue is that it's not cleaning the hands, is it?
No. Have you ever had lube on your hands, Ethan?
No.
Have you not?
Never.
All right. Yes.
Do you buy it? Do you buy it? It's embarrassing. You buy it. Isn't it?
Can't do that. The whole process absolutely freaks me out.
What do you do? Just get it off Amazon?
No, I get others to purchase. I say others.
Dad,
I mean,
what do you mean others?
No, sorry.
Like some sort of weird cult that you're in.
No,
I get the others to buy my.
I'm not part of a lube cult. More so, just I'd get another individual to.
Who's the other individual?
Your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, this is really difficult for me.
What?
I don't know.
Right.
The whole, going into boots kind of thing, or like asking about these kind of things completely does me in.
Does it?
I can't do it at all.
Can you imagine if your mum and dad were washing your mum's setup, were washing their hands with your strawberry lube? How would it make you feel?
But I don't have a personal connection to the lube. Whenever I buy lube, it's not like a. It's not like that by them washing their hands in my lube as if I'm performing some kind of sexual act with my parents or whatever. I've never done that.
I don't think anyone's insinuating
that. No one's insinuating that. I just keep topping up used to the shampoo and lube. Buying it. Keep your pet mum and dad happy.
It's more than soap.
Yeah, but you've made your bed, lying in it.
Yeah, but I think it's unfair. I don't think it's their fault, is it? It's not Luke's fault that his mates did a little pranky. I think, just tell him. Just say, guys, you think it's good on your hands? Dad, whip your kegs off.
That's a crazy thing to say. Maybe we should move on to the 9 out of 10. What a crazy thing to say. Think about what you've just said there. Right then, welcome everyone to the 9 out of 10 club. This is where we bring some of the best food in the world onto the podcast, and we keep filth.
Fucking have we got some food for you today?
And we keep filth away from it.
We were talking about, so some weeks the 9 out of 10 club is very much a leave it with me, I've got this, and then other weeks we come together, we look at the emails, or we'll go, what do we think would be a good one today? Has anyone got one that they want to use today? You said healthy. It's got to be healthy. So I said there's a place around the corner. I won't mention it because we might do it another time because I really like it.
It's really good.
It's like, does a lot of salad-based stuff. It's like sort of Mediterranean-y kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's quite healthy. I suggested that. And then Joe McGrath, and you do this a lot. You do this, what's the phrase called? Sort of, you sort of give power to other people's opinions. You said a lot of people have been talking about this particular item. They've been raving about it. What is it?
We've never done it on the show.
Talking about
and
it?
People will know exactly what I mean by this. And can I just say, it only came into my mind because on Deliveroo I typed in healthy and this came up because it's grilled. And it is what is an alternative to the Nando's boys.
People rave about this, you said.
It is Pepe's.
What?
And what we got from Pepe's is their chicken and rice in a box. Now, let's not beat around the bush. It's 600 calories for this. So, but how much is in a meal deal? How much is in a meal deal?
You know what? 600 calories isn't a lot, but it's not
massive.
How much
is in a meal deal, Ethan?
Oh, a sandwich maybe like 400.
Yeah, about 150.
Snack, yeah, so probably similar kind of
range.
Can
we get one? Have we all got spicy?
No, well, there's three different spice levels.
Why? What?
I got medium. No, I got hot. Ethan got extra hot, and you got extreme.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How do I know what's what?
Yours looks extreme. This doesn't look very extreme.
Right, so we've got... So Pepe's, how would you describe it?
I
right,
are
you
all... Right.
So, and I'm being serious about this. People rave about it. Ethan, you need to take this. It's chicken in a box. I think we might have gone too far on the actual... I mean, going extreme, Joe. You never warned us
you
that, was it?
The hottest one.
Did I?
Yeah. This, I'll be honest, Joe. I want to know who's been raving about this. It looks like shit.
Type it in on TikTok. Chicken in a box. Right, you got to pour this garlic sauce on it. It's key. It's key.
Fuck me.
Joe, it's key. Oh my God, look at this. You're supposed to widen it out. Look at that.
Have you done that?
This is what you're supposed to do. Watch the TikToks.
I haven't seen the TikToks.
Have you
heard this before?
Yeah.
So look, it comes as a sort of
last year's diet.
This is last year's fucking chicken. Look at that. It comes pre-cubed.
Now, you're supposed to get... Have you tried your garlic sauce? You're supposed to dip a bit in the garlic sauce, please. We're all being kind here.
Are you just chucking the whole thing on top?
Yeah, you're supposed to like dribble it a bit.
Is it hot?
Fuck me, that's hot. I've got the extreme one.
No, you've not.
I fucking have.
Wow. How did you get him extreme?
Because he wanted yours.
Right. Chicken in a box.
Now, I'll be honest.
The garlic sauce is not... This is the whole thing.
My chicken, I like to taste it, tastes just like soap.
Does it?
Tastes like cleaner.
It's all right.
It tastes like soap though, doesn't it?
There's something iffy going on there. Well, maybe that's the healthy option. Maybe it's been cleaned with
soap.
Yeah,
maybe it's so clean.
Hopefully it's not the strawberry lube from before.
Can I taste yours?
Yeah. Come on, grab a bite of that. I've not even got a fork.
Want a bit of this? Not a bit of my fork.
No. Right, I'm going to eat you a lid. Ethan, what's yours like? You're all right.
God, it's hot. It's nothing special. It's microwave rice with lumps of chicken breast with some sauce on it in a box.
You got breasts?
I think it's chicken breast.
Wait,
yeah.
Joe McGrath, have another mouthful. Cut to his camera.
You
have
said
another
use
mouthful
the lid.
About how you used how you just oh, ate the first
chicken on there like that.
He's using the lid from this garlic sauce. Can I taste yours?
Yeah.
Because this, honest, I'm not just saying this. Based on the one
grab,
I am eating.
Grab a bite of that chicken.
Based on the one I'm off. Eating, Joe, this is the shittest thing that's ever been put in front of us for the 9 out of 10 club.
So spicy. Why did we get this hot?
This is shit.
This is awful.
This is
I like
so
it.
Shit.
I could live off this.
Yeah, anyone could live off it for about 6 hours. It's fucking garbage, this. This is bad.
How much was it, please?
I think each box was $7.99.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's the cost of living these days, isn't it?
Look at him.
I like it. 9 out of 10. Okay, that was so hard.
Here's what I'd like to do, and we've not done this on a Tuesday before. I want to flip the script and put this in the 1 out of 10 club. This is fucking shocking.
He's spot on.
This is shit.
He's spot
food.
On.
Isn't it?
You'll eat every little bit of it.
It's so bad.
It's so bad, but you'll eat every little bit.
Well, I feel like I should eat the chicken because it's expensive and I feel bad. My mum ingrained that into me. Eat the expensive stuff at least, even if you're full. You can leave a couple of chips, but don't leave the fucking steak. So, not that we ever had steak, but you know what I mean. I'm going to flip the script. I vote that we change the protocol here, and I want to put this in the 1 out of 10. I think this is a shocking meal, and I'm fuming at you, actually, Joe. Ethan, James?
Joe, this is awful.
Yeah.
It's, like I said, it's just shit microwave rice with shit chicken.
Yeah.
And
it's dry.
Overly hot sauce
are.
With
it's
no
so dry.
Taste.
Joe,
you
so,
two have lost.
It's so dry, mate. The chicken is so, look at that.
Give me your fork, then.
You can tell it's dry.
Give me your fork, please. If you don't want it anymore, I think it's all right. Pass us your fork.
You're going to die, mate.
I'm not, because someone got to be fucking extreme.
You asked for red hot.
How's yours, Ethan?
Fucking really hot.
So, I hate to say it, Joe.
No,
this
nice
is just
that.
This has been put in the 1 out of 10 club.
You talk shit. You two have lost all credibility.
This is awful,
sweet
mate.
Potato chips. This... Diet Coke.
You put that in, not me.
Pepe's as well. As a health option, is one of the notorious, like, late night, had a bit of a night out kind of, get some chicken. This is not... This might be one
healthy.
Of the most unhealthiest nominees.
You're all right.
Go hot. so spicy. So spicy. Isn't it hot even?
Anyway, I'm going to finish this because I'm starving.
Okay, that's going to be all from us. It's in the one Pepe's, out of 10 club.
Where's my Pepe boys at? No, get into the comments.
Me. The rice is sticky, overcooked. It just falls apart, the rice. Like, it's so over-microwaved. The chicken is dry. It tastes. Mine tastes like soap. Yours tastes like lava. It's terrible. It's really bad food, this. Sorry, Joe. It's in the 1 out of 10 club, mate. That's going to be all from us.
I can't believe it.
Thank you very much for joining us. This has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Bye! Wave, Ethan.
I love it.
Wave, Joe.
Why?
You're burning up. You're sweating.
So hot.
Wave, Ethan.
See you later.